girl. I knew that I would not. I feel good. I knew that I would not. So good, so good. I got a year.
All right, we are back. We had a little of the King, and then we had a little James Brown, and now we've got a little healthcare access in the flu. We've got Dr. Olveen Carrasquillo. Did I get that right or even close?
That was close enough, Jim. Thank you very much, and good to hear you're doing much better.
Oh, yeah, I'm doing a lot better. You can give Dr. Patton a high five. I'm going to see him again next week, and he's going to polish me up, and I'm going to look like a bright, shiny new apple. But, you know, got a couple things I wanted to talk to you about. Now, you're the director of the Division of Health Services Research and Policy in the Department of Public Health Sciences. You know, you're a national leader in primary care and the disparity of health care in different populations. So we live in South Florida. We've got a divergent population. The flu is on the rise. How do you get the word out to people who may not realize the access they have to quality health care about the flu and about UHealth?
I think it's really important that people have a primary care doctor already ahead of time, and that they're doing a lot of the important stuff that for any illness is really important, things like good nutrition, doing exercise, maintaining healthy lifestyle. We in primary care, we say it's all about the prevention and trying to prevent somebody from being ill. So I think that's really the number one priority when you talk about any disease prevention.
You know, now I watched TV like we all do, and I see the people, and it seems like a lot more in Asia. They walk around with the face masks, and then I go on a plane and somebody sneezes and I'm going, how come I don't have a face mask on? I mean, is face mask a little bit of an overreaction, or are we getting to the point where with the transmission of diseases we may need that kind of stuff?
Yeah, in general, those little flimsy face masks, I see a lot of people in the airport, I laugh because we know they probably do nothing. They probably make you feel a lot better. But there are some really important things people can do, especially during flu season. Most importantly, there's what the sick person can do and what the person that doesn't want to get sick can do. If you don't want to get sick, most importantly, avoid people who are sick. It sounds very simplistic.
Yeah, but you don't know.
If you see somebody coughing and sneezing, rather than try to put on a flimsy mask, maybe you may want to stay several feet away from them.
Yeah, but sometimes they take this flu medicine and they're not really coughing and sneezing a lot.
Yeah, we sometimes give them the pills. They're really effective within the first 12 to 24 hours of onset of symptoms.
Uh-huh.
But I really tell people, this may sound very weird coming from a doctor. If you have the flu, don't come to the doctor. For most people, unless they're in groups we could talk about, stay home because you're just going to infect a whole lot of other people. And we tell this, if you're sick, don't come to my clinic and infect most of the other people if it's a simple flu. Give me a call, send me an email, and we could deal with it that way, because you really don't want to be like that person who's sneezing and coughing over everyone else.
Oh, yeah, I hate that person. By the time they've walked past me, they've been killed 1,000 times with the eye darts. Now, what are some other things? I mean, obviously, simple washing hands, and I saw Sanjay Gupta, he said, sing happy birthday twice while you're washing your hands to make sure you do it long and hard enough. What other kind of quick tips are there for the flu season?
The other big one we have, washing hands is key. The other one is those alcohol sanitizers. They actually do work.
Oh.
I keep one in my office. I use it a couple of times a day. Try to avoid things. You know, I was on the train. I see everybody touching those handrails. Do not touch those handrails. Try to avoid, you know, doorknobs, things like that, easy sources of infection. So that's some of the general precautions people can do to try to prevent the flu. And then there's the vaccine, which I was hoping we could talk a little bit about as well.
Yeah, I want to talk about the vaccine and Tamiflu and all that other stuff, because to me it seems like a bunch of witch doctor stuff. But does it work?
Yeah, so the flu vaccine, it's a little bit of a guess. Every year we try to guess which are going to be the strains coming out, and we try to make the right strains to prevent from the flu. But studies have shown that when you're vaccinated, dramatically reduces your chance of getting one of those bad strains of the flu that's coming out that year. So they definitely work in decreasing your chances. It's not 100%, but they definitely are very protective, especially if you have young kids, if you have bad illnesses like diabetes or other serious lung problems. But in general, I tell everyone, just get the flu vaccine. You want to stay healthy. You want to go to work. You really don't want the flu.
Yeah, I don't want anybody with the flu in my office either. In fact, when they come in, I treat them like a pariah. I don't understand, you know, but I do understand that people that are paid hourly and they only have a certain amount of time, they got to come to work. So I guess that the best way to do it is to be proactive on your own part. Like you said, keep a little distance. If they look a little sick, hand sanitizer, be the king of Purell, wash your hands. But what about the vaccinations and the post, you know, the Tamiflu and stuff like that? Does that really work?
Yeah, so for most people, I mean, Tamiflu is really great, especially these people that have other complications and they're much higher risk of really getting sick, especially the elderly. But you really got to take it early on, which is important. If you have a sudden onset of fever and severe muscle pains, that's usually the main sign of the flu. And again, if you have a lot of these other things, you may want to call the office and get some of these medicines, because they can decrease the symptoms in some people if you take it right away. If you wait more than a day, it's not as effective.
Now, just want to talk a little bit about the accessibility of healthcare here in our society. I know that there's a lot of people here in South Florida that don't realize that they have access to high-quality healthcare. How do you guys get the word out about that?
Yeah, I mean, we try to do that, but basically, you know, there's a lot of marketing. We have a lot of other mechanisms to do that. I think every adult should really have a primary care doc. I mean, every time I see sometimes husbands being forced in by their wives, and I ask them, when did you last see a doctor? They're like, oh, 15 years ago. I'm like, you really need to have a doctor. Try to see him at least every 1 to 2 years, do a general checkup, and then be able to have access. So you can call the office, or now what we're doing, even more important than phone calls, is emails. You know, like you could send me a note. Somebody just sent me a note the other day. Doctor, high fever, lots of pain. I got this 2 years ago. I think it's the flu. What should I do? And this person, I went ahead and gave him one of the pills to try to shorten the duration of the illness.
Oh, great. So, and it was exactly what you said. Don't come. Don't get everybody sick. Just send me a little info, and I'll send you the prescription. Now, will the Tamiflu, will that make the flu bug get worse the way antibiotics is making, you know, MRSA and stuff get worse?
Yeah, the drug resistance hasn't really been a concern yet. Remember, the flu virus is the ones that come change every year.
Oh, that's right,
we have different strains. So far, it's not been a major concern against the flu viruses.
Well, listen, doctor, I want to thank you so much. If somebody wants to send you one of those inquiring emails, how do they get a hold of you?
305-243-4900, and that's a scheduled appointment with a primary care doc. We'll all be glad to see you.
Oh, well, listen, I want to thank you so much for coming on. I really do appreciate it, especially during flu season. I want to thank you so much, Dr. Olvin Charasquillo. Did I get it right at least?
You got it right. Oh, and there's also our website. I forgot.
Thank you.
UHealth.com, of course.
What? I talked over. Give it again, the website?
Sorry, UHealth.org.
You're the best, Dr. Carl. Oh, I can't. I got three.
Carasquillo.
Carasquillo, thank you so much. High five to you. Wanda, before we go, I wanted to add a little thank you. When I was going through the laundry list of the people that helped me, I forgot the most important person, the person that quarterbacked it for me, the person that called in from her vacation to make sure I got treated like the star of the show, Magali Robitaille. I want to thank Magali Robitaille. Thank you so much, Magali Robitaille, for helping me get better. Thank you, my wife. She's the one who got me in touch. She's the queen of UHealth. She's the queen of my life. I love her. Thank you to the people at UHealth for keeping me healthy. We'll be back after this.